Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
KZ8YZF Mobile. KZ8YZF Mobile.
This is KEA, ADHW for Radio Check. This is KEHAHW for radio check. Is anyone on frequency? This is KEHAHW, clear.
Did I hear somebody calling for a radio check? You need MTM here. This is, I need MTM responding to whoever was calling for a radio check. MTM. Nothing heard, getting empty.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
This is KE8AHW for radio check. This is KE8AHW for radio check. This is KE8AHW, clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
This is KE8AHW for a radio check. This is KE8AHW for a radio check.
It's working. NATV.
This is KE8AHW for a radio check.
KC8YVF, got a good signal on it, Randy.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and let me know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8 PCQ, Dave Bay City. I will be in and out, no traffic, 73s.
Thank you, KE8 PCQ. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who's mobile on short time or planned they plan on being in and out? If so, please call in now. Okay, hearing none. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from any Echolink station. If you're on Echolink, please call now. Once again, is there anyone who plans on attending tonight's radio event? If you're on Echolink, please check in now. All right, hearing none, at this time I would like to take regular check-ins. If you are planning on being part of our group tonight, please check in now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is 88MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, NAKPR, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KFA EDQ, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
KCI, this is Jeff in Oakley, no traffic. And this is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India.
This is KDABAZ, Mini, Park, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie, 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NHNPN, Doug, Nancy, Tango, Nancy.
All right, we have a pretty good group tonight. Our first operator is going to be KCA-YVF, and then after Ron, WADW Dave. KCA-YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy. Everyone on the net tonight. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy. First off, little announcement. We've got some chances of severe storms later tonight and through tomorrow, so you may want to disconnect your radio equipment from their antennas this evening. We've got a marginal risk, a level one risk tonight for our area from about 10 p.m. until like 4 a.m. last time I looked. And then tomorrow we've got a greater chance. We're up to a level two chance. But it's primarily, they're saying, to the south of 69, but we're still included in that level two. But they said most should go toward the lower part of the state. So keep advised of that. We have, unless they change it, this morning they did issue dispatchers that spotter activation may be needed tonight and tomorrow. So be aware of that. Have your radios handy and tuned into the 2-4 repeater. Plus listen to any weather broadcasts and that you've got, weather alerts and things like that. For me, normal work week last week. Weekend was busy doing things. We're slowly cleaning out our office so that we can remodel that.
So I spent a few hours in the morning cleaning out part of the closet of stuff that I haven't touched in many years. So we ended up with about 4 boxes worth of recycled stuff. I've got a couple of boxes worth of electronics, old stuff that's just going out to electronics recycling. I got another box that's going to go to the of radio and equipment and that's going to go to the club auction in September. So I have some things to donate there. So trying to get that closet cleaned out. Just boxes of stuff I haven't touched in years. So we're getting there a little at a time. So each weekend I do a little bit more. And Sunday we were out to my mother-in-law's former house getting the last of the things out. The real estate agent was coming today to take pictures of the house and that to get the house listed. So basically yesterday was the last time that we were in the house that my in-laws owned since 1974. So kind of sad to see that go. We'll see what happens here. Hopefully the house gets sold in a fair short amount of time. But it's going to need a lot of work. I mean, it's in livable shape, but it has not been upgraded basically since the 70s. So whoever's going to move in is more likely going to redo the entire house at some point. The kitchen needs a remodel. The bathrooms need a remodel. So all of that stuff needs to be done, and more power to whoever buys it, I guess. Structurally, it's in great shape, but it just needs cosmetic updates in that regard. Other than that, I'll go over some things that are coming up this Thursday. Is the Skywarn training at Fire Station Number 1 of Thomas Township on Miller Road, just north of Gratiot. That starts at 7 p.m., so anyone that needs to renew their certification for Skywarn, if you didn't take it last year, you'll need to take one today, or this year, whether it's in person or online. They have several different opportunities, but it's at 7 p.m., Thomas Township Fire Station. Friday is the club meeting. I'll let Mike talk about that. So with that, Randy, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Okay, our next operator is WATW, then after Dave, NAEY, Tom. WATW, please go ahead.
Okay, Royal Georgia Randall, WNDW. Not a whole lot, other than we've been trying to get stuff put away. And I can tell you, if we have a large snowstorm between now and whenever, you should probably blame it on me. I took the John Deere with blower and I put it away today. So that's all put away for the season. Well, we used it twice this year, so that's actually the bigger blower. I normally use the little one. And, but anyway, I put the big one away. We've been trying to do yard cleanup. I've got 6 30-gallon cans that are full right now, and I just barely touched the surface of that, so been working trying to get that cleaned up. Over the winter time, with all the wind and everything, we had a lot of work. Mary and I spent quite a bit of time outside today picking up branches and trying to get those, that's all done. It's not quite all done yet, but I ended up running out of places to put branches, so that's about it. So let me buy a second here. We also got the cover for my RV that actually was deteriorated so bad over the last 3 years. We got rid of that. That's going out to trash tomorrow, and I had to get that in a couple of large garbage bags. It was unbelievable how much waste you have when you do that. Other than that, I think that's all I got to start around, Randy. So we'll be here for 72 rounds. KEADHW, WAZW.
Thank you, WATW. Our next operator is N8EY, then after Tom, KD8MMH, Mike. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Randy. This is NAEUI. I want to say hello to everybody tonight. Hope everyone's doing well. Had a couple of spring-like days, followed by some back to some chilly weather. So it's up and down. It's Michigan, as they say, and it's also still March, at least for the next day, and I'll get into April. But we've been hitting some bad weather in April too. Ron just mentioned some severe weather coming up tonight. So just have to keep your heads down and just hope for the best. It just doesn't create any damage, trees and things like that. It's kind of usually don't get that kind of weather until June and July, but it's unusual. I mean, I think we had some thunder and lightning a few weeks ago too. At least I saw it. So just be careful with the weather out there. So let me break real quick. Well, on the home front here, my wife and I finally, we have one more room to renovate in our house. It's our main bathroom. We finally decided to renovate that, remodel that. So we've been busy. A couple weeks ago we had a contractor come over and take a look. We've got a bathtub shower situation. We're going to get that ripped out and have a walk-in shower. So we went to we picked up our flooring and the threshold for the floor, and then the tool kit around the perimeter of the bathroom. And then we ordered our cabinet and our vanity and our countertop and toilet. We brought the toilet home. Sitting in my shed in the box. I checked it out. It looks pretty good. It's in good shape. And always check these things just to make sure they're not damaged. You never know. But the vanity and the cabinet is on order. It should be here about 4 weeks or so. They're not coming until sometime well into May, before Memorial Day, but the middle part of May to do the renovation. So we're looking forward to that. And it's my wife's bathroom. The master bathroom is mine, basically. We had that done a few years ago. Her bathroom is what we're doing, and she's all gaga about getting her bathroom done. So she's really tickled about getting that done finally. That's the last renovation for the house, so pretty happy about that. Let's see, what else? We got my wife and her daughter and granddaughter are getting together for lunch tomorrow. They're off from school. Her granddaughter is off from school for a week, and her mother's just fifth grade in the same school district, so they ride to school together every day. So they are off this week, so they're going to meet with my wife, and they're going to have lunch tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Let me break. And so that's about it. Let's see. I'm 3D printing a couple of items for my granddaughter for Easter. Hopefully I get them done in the next couple of hours, my wife can take them to give them to her. Tomorrow, because after all, that's really the only reason why I bought a 3D printer is to make things for the granddaughter, basically. I mean, I make a few things for myself, but it's mainly for the granddaughter. She's always asking about, Papa, can you make me this? Can you make me that? I'll see if I can find something on Maker World or on Printables or on Thingiverse. That's another place I go to. I'll see if I can find it. Usually I'm pretty successful at finding a file printed for her, and she's really happy when I pull through for her for that. So anyway, that's it for me on this go around. I'll toss it back, Randy, and thanks for doing that, by the way. And I'll listen to what else has to say, and I'll get you on the 3 round. So until then, this is NAEUI.
Thank you for your comment, NAEUI. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is KD8MMH, and after Mike, N8TPR Bob. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, K-E-A-A-H-W, this is K-D-H-M-M-H. Good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's enjoying our beautiful nice taste of spring that we had today. Sunshine and probably mid-70s or so, at least around here. So worked a little bit out in the garage and got some stuff cleaned up out there. Anyway, one announcement. This coming Friday, April 3rd, 4th, check the calendar, see what day that is. Anyway, out at Harry Brown Airport. Okay, it's April 3rd. Out at Harry Brown Airport will be our monthly April club meeting. We'll be in person and also online by way of free conference call, 7 o'clock. I'll get an email out either tomorrow or Wednesday reminding everyone, and I'd like to see everyone out there for that. As far as a question for Ron and or Dave DW for presentations, I don't know if we have anything planned for this meeting, and if not, April is the Michigan CUSO party. So I was wondering if, I know in the past, Dave has always given a nice presentation on the Michigan CUSO party. I wondered if he'd be willing to do that again this year. And last year, it was quite a good turnout from the Saginaw group for the Michigan CUSO party, as far as getting Saginaw on the map there with the Michigan CUSO party. So I'd like to see that again this year. Other than that, that's all I've got for this go-around. So Ron and Dave, if you want to answer that on the next go-around as far as the presentation and the Michigan CUSO party, go right ahead. And with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy. This is KD8MMH, back to Net Control.
Thank you, KD8MMH. All right, our next operator is NATPR, then after Bob, it's KF8EDQ, Mike. N8KPR, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy. Good evening, everybody. Oh, yeah, warm weather finally. I was in Florida most of March and had to come back a week early for my granddaughter's confirmation, and then all this last weekend here, my daughter had a concert at CMU. She lives in Cleveland. She had a concert at CMU. It was a reunion of all the flutists, you know, fellow flutists and flautists, whatever they call them, and clarinets, and, you know, the alumni type thing. And so we went that on Sunday with the granddaughter and watched my daughter playing that. It was really neat because it was just clarinets and flutes. I think one piccolo, but they had some really unique woodwinds there that were in the clarinet family. And this one was just huge. Sounded like a sousaphone or a you know, really low. I couldn't believe it. Then when they had just clarinets, and they had just flutes, and then they had everybody together and with two percussionists, and it sounded just like a regular band. You know, it was fantastic. But other than that, yeah, I had yard work done. I have was able to do some of that today. And in the morning I spent getting my Christmas stuff down. Finally, everything was still frozen in the ground when I left in February, so finally I had a chance to get all that taken down, and then I had to pull the tractor out, replace the belt for the mower deck, because that broke on me last fall before I got done with everything. So I replaced that, and then I got then I went to start it up, and it just clicked. I'm thinking, oh, that's right, I got to replace the starter relay too. But I clicked it a few more times, and it finally took off. So that's something else I had to switch. I forgot about that. But I got to replace the starter relay and that. And But I got a bunch of stuff sucked up in the yard and piled up in the burn pile when I get to it. When the wind's coming from the east, I don't want to bug anybody. If it comes from the east, it just goes over the farmer's field, so everything's cool with that. But that's about it for this round. Back to Control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, KF8EDQ, Mike. And after Mike, K8KCI, Jeff. KF8EDQ, please go ahead.
KEAAHWKFAEDQ. This is Mike in Saginaw. Yeah, we had a normal week last week. It was pretty boring. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then got more busy on Thursday. We took Ducky out to Bay City and visited with some folks. And Friday, I can't remember what happened Friday, but over the weekend, went and walked some dogs again. And hung out with my buddy Ben a bit. And so we had a good time together, and we hung out and decided to go for a late night. It wasn't too late because Cracker Barrel closes at 9, but we ran out to Wilder Road in Bay City and grabbed some pancakes, and they were delicious. So I was just enjoying the warm weather today. Took the dogs out on a couple of walks and did some yard cleanup a little bit today. So yeah, it was awesome. Can't wait for the warmer weather. I'll probably just be one and done because I'm ready to go to bed already. So I'll say 7-3. Just check me in and out. This is KFAEDQ back to net control.
Thank you for joining us, KFAEDQ. Okay, our next operator, K8KCI, Jeff. And then after Jeff, KD8DAZ Mini. K8KCI, please go ahead.
All right, Brenda, thank you very much for taking care of the net tonight. We appreciate it. Well, we've been outside a lot, especially today, I'm sure, like everybody, but we've just been doing a little bit of clearing out some fence rows and trees and trying to clean out ditches. The spring comes, it's usually needs to get all the trash that's already been blowing down all the creeks and get it out of there so it drains out. But other than that, we had our Easter egg hunt for the kids, grandkids there last week already. It's my grandson's 10th birthday, so we kind of did everything as you have to do nowadays because they're so busy with everything else. So that was something good that we did, and it was fun. And I went to the Whitetails banquet and did my normal. Didn't win anything, but you know how that works. Other than that, that's about it. We just been doing yard work, and we got all the fertilizer put on the yard and raked it all up and burned a bunch of stuff. And other than that, I will say is the ticks are out and the mosquitoes are out because we already got them. So not that you wanted to hear that, but I promise you don't take them long. This is KKCI. We'll send her back to net control.
Thank you, K8KCI. Our next operator, K8DAZ Mini, and after Mini, KCAVOA Rick. K8DAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, K8AHW. This is K8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone. Haven't been really doing too much, except for the last 2 days. I've been shredding a lot of bills and papers that some of them were back in 2018, so I figured I didn't need those anymore. Ended up with 2 33-gallon garbage bags full, so they will go out Friday. Other than that, enjoying the weather, I had the window open for a little while and watching the birds and the squirrels chase each other, but other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator, KCAVOA, and then M8NTN. KC8VOA, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening to everybody in the net. Not a whole lot new going on here. Ended up going to a dinner drama last night at New Heart Mission Church. It was a wonderful dinner drama, well worth going. And if they offered again next year, I will definitely consider going again. So it was a fantastic little event. For myself, I was hoping to get some yard work done today, but schedule was too busy to get that done. I started off the morning with a group that I meet with for a weekly devotional, and then I had a haircut, and then I had some shopping to do, make some appointments, and I had to crack open the books and get a couple chapters read for class. It started at 4:30 today, so by the time I got back home, it was between 6:30 and 7, so didn't get a whole lot done there. I did manage to get on the net for West Branch, and I did get on the Caro net, too, just did a quick check-in there, and so forth. So not a whole lot new there. It looks like, I'm definitely going to ground up my antenna. When I last looked, the Grand Rapids radar is down. And that's not a good thing. And I'm going to take and ground up my antenna tonight and put the mag mount on in place inside the house here. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, KCVOA. Thank you, KCVOA. Our next operator is N8NTN. N8NTN. Please go ahead.
Well, good evening to all. I was outside this afternoon, shortly after lunchtime, and I'm out there and I'm hearing all these quad runners running up and down and around in the fields and whatnot. Well, that usually doesn't happen around here in the daytime. So, I came back in and whatnot. A little later on, I heard somebody talking about, a lot of the students are off for their spring break. Well, it's kids running around on their quad runners and whatnot. So, that's why they were out. Okay? Heading towards the summer, warmer weather. That's good. I've got lots of sticks to pick up and a bunch of old wood to clean up out of the yard. Anybody needs any that kind
of firewood, they're welcome to a bunch of it up here.
Alrighty. Good evening to all, and
8NTN. Thank you, N8NTN. At this time, is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to join tonight's net? This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net. I'm a KADAC repeater. Anyone new who'd like to join in that, please call in now. All right, hearing none, we're going to start at the top of our list. Our first operator is KC8YVF, then WADW. KC8YVF, Ron, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, everyone on the net. Well, while you guys were talking, I was listening away, but I was in the shop a few feet away, redoing some cables for a project. These are tiny little cables with like 24-gauge wire and little clips on them, and I had to remove the clips from the wire from out of the clips and reposition the wires. So with magnifying glass or my magnifying light, to release the clips and not break them and get the wires out and then reverse the wiring. This has been a chore tonight. My wires finally came in for my one project, and boy, this has been tough. Hard on the old eyes to look at these things. But I think I got the last one done by going by the pictures that they have. Hopefully it's right. I don't want to blow any of these sensors, because some of these sensors were quite expensive. Some came from Germany, one from Switzerland, and a couple of from China and that. But, there's some expensive sensors in this air quality monitor project that I'm working on. So hopefully the board is correct. I will go back, double-check, and triple-check to make sure that everything is how they show, because it's rather confusing.
if I could buy the wiring that the guy specified, it would be fine. But those are all sold out, so he gave some alternates. Well, the alternates, like I said, all the pins have to be, the wires have to be switched around to match one board to the next board, so it's been fun. Other than that, like I said, we'll see some of you hopefully Thursday night at the Skywarn training, Friday night for the club meeting. Saturday is the club breakfast at 8:30 up at Levi's as well. So that, guys and gals, have a good week, 73. Disconnect your antennas tonight, and hopefully we fare okay for everybody for tonight, tomorrow's weather as it comes in. This is back, KC8YVF, back to you, Randy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Once again, I'd like to thank you, Ron, for all your help today with my radio problem. So thank you. Okay, our next operator, WADW, and after Dave, N8EY, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. K-E-A-D-H-W, W-A-D-W. And just to mention, last week's we did not have the Covenant site was down. I went up on Tuesday, and I found the problem up there, reset it, everything's up, so the Covenant site's up and running tonight. As far as your question, Mike, MMH, yes, I'm part of doing the little presentation, a little talk on Michigan CUSO party. We're going to do some, I'm going to do something a little different this year. Normally, over the years, myself and Davey, NADRL, are in competition against each other. This year, we're not going to be. We're going to be, the planners this year is we're going to be running multi. Going to be using the Cubs KADAC call, and should be fun. He'll be running phone, I will be running CW, and we'll see how that works out, but we'll talk about that on Friday. That's about all I got. 7-3 to everyone, and stay safe. That's for the weather coming, and we'll catch everyone down the road. And I am planning on being there at the Skywarn training on Thursday myself. Thank you there, Randy. KEADHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, N8EY, and then after Tom, KD8MMH, Mike. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks. This is N8EY. IQ will be at Thursday evening's Skywarn meeting at Thomas Township Fire Department. I'll be there. And hope to see many of you there also. And also this Friday's meeting, club meeting this Friday, I'll be there also. The club breakfast, I don't know about that. We'll see. That's a few days off yet. Let's see. That's about it for me on this end. Everybody, I just want to say, just be careful if it gets a weather gets treacherous, just be careful out there, and hopefully we'll I'll talk again next Monday night. In the meantime, I have to say good night, 73, and everybody have a good week. This is N8EY.
Thank you, N8EY. Our next operator, KD8MMH, and after Mike, N8KPR, Bob. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Okay, KEAHW, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Randy. Dave, thank you for answering the question on the presentation on the Michigan CUSO party. Thank you for doing that, putting that on. Appreciate it. A couple other things I forgot to mention. If you ordered a club t-shirt or club sweatshirt, those have come in, and we will bring those to the Friday club meeting. So if you ordered one, you can pick it up at the club meeting on Friday. And along with that, Tom, if you want to bring some change, if people don't have the exact change for the shirts and sweatshirts, be able to make change for them if they pick up their T-shirts and sweatshirts. And one other reminder, the current club dues for 2026 are also due by this Friday's club meeting. So if you haven't paid your 2026 club dues, those are also due at Friday's meeting. Other than that, I think that's all I've got for this go-around. Randy, appreciate you doing the net tonight. With that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KDH, MMH, back to net control.
Thank you, KDH, MMH. Our next operator, NAKPR, and then Jeff, K8, KCI. NAKPR, Bob, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy. Not much more to say. I just gotta unplug my rigs here in the basement. I have a GMRS unit. I got that unplugged. I gotta unplug this one, 2 meter. I gotta unplug the HF down here. Then I go up to the barn and unplug my 2 meter rig I got out there. And then in the garage, I got a scanner with outdoor antenna. I gotta unplug that too. So, other than that, not a whole lot going on here. I'll probably do some more yard work tomorrow in the morning. I just get some more stuff, some more thunders, you know, in the afternoon there, around, I don't know, probably between 5 and 8 o'clock, I guess. You know, you really can't narrow it down here in Michigan, but somewhere's around there. I guess them are supposed to be more severe than these are that we're having tonight. And I can see, probably, you know, during the heat of the day. And, yeah, I haven't been to a Skywarn class in a long time. I mean, I'm talking decades. But I'll try and make this one. It don't look good. Don't look good with the timing for this week. And the club meeting, I'll try and make that. I might be able to do that. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Randy. And everybody have a great week. Talk to you again soon. Back to Net Control, NAKPI 73.
Thank you, NAKPR. All right, our next operator, KCI, Jeff. And then we drop down to KDAPAZ Mini. KCI, please go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much, and not much here either. We'll just try to get everything accomplished this week. So, Thursday, fire department, Friday, meeting. So, we'll just have to work our way to that. Other than that, hopefully you can get out, do something tomorrow. We'll see what the rain is, and take the antennas and get them all unhooked, and we'll be listening with the OHD. So other than that, we'll say 73 to everybody, and we'll hope we don't talk to you on the radio tonight, and we'll see everybody on Thursday. Stay KCI, we'll be there.
Thank you, KCI. Our next operator, KDAPAZ, then after many, KCAVOA, Rick. KDAPAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KDAPAZ. And to Ron and Mike, you're going to have to find someone else to report on the swaps, because I can't get them on my Kindle anymore, so somebody else is going to have to do them. I really enjoyed giving that report, but somebody else is going to have to do it for now. So anyway, other than that, hope to see some of you on Friday night. Hope to make it there, and then again on Saturday. This is KDAPAZ, back to KDAHW.
Thank you, KDAPAZ. Our next operator, KC8, VOA, Rick, and then after Rick, N8, NTN. KC8, VOA, please go ahead.
Good evening again.
Yeah, I'm going to do my, hopefully I'm planning on doing my online training tomorrow for Skyward. I signed up for a class tomorrow, and weather permitting and everything works out well, that's good. It looks like Thursday could be rain and snow showers mixed, so it's a little cooler. And then Friday, it looks like a little rain there part of the day, and then Friday evening should be straightened out. It looks like Saturday looks to be a good day. So we have an Easter egg hunt for the kids, so that's good. And not much more on that. Hopefully I see you there Friday night, even though it is Good Friday. We typically do Maundy Thursday for church and so forth. So, 7301, have a wonderful week. Be safe. And don't forget to disconnect your antenna, KC8VOA.
Thank you, KC8VOA. Our next operator is N8NTN. N8NTN, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to all. I think somebody was planning it, working their best to get me trying to go too many directions. As it turns out, for Thursday evening, I had four different things all scheduled on top of each other. So I've been redelegating things and whatnot. The other fun, the membership for the Saginaw Club and the membership for the Midland Club is due on the same day, because I got to renew that on Thursday night, too. So monthly, Thursday night is the Midland Club, and it's going to be fun, going every which direction. See you all when I see ya, which will be Thursday or Friday. We'll see how it goes. And it ends here.
Thank you, N8MTN. At this time, is there anyone else? Anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call in now.
KF8VIC.
I want to make certain I got your call sign correctly. I'm a little dyslexic. I have KF8VIC, is that correct?
KF8VIC, KF8, Detroit Rock City, Jack.
Thank you for joining us. Do you have a comment you'd like to make?
Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone else. Not much to report. I was out there sweeping and cleaning all that outside from the winter. And really, I got tired, and I sat down for a little bit. I got up again, had to rake some leaves out there. The guy behind me, he's got about 10 trees out there in the street, and everything is flowing this way. And that's all I had to do today, but it rained on me when I was raking. So I quit, and I came inside. And I'm here sitting now watching TV and not much to do except talking to a good club in Saginaw. Very, very good club in Saginaw. I hope we'll meet soon anyhow. As soon as the weather breaks, I will come by there and meet everybody there. And that's all I have for you, Randy. Thank you for running the net. Have a good evening. KFA. DRC.
Well, thank you for joining us. All right, at this time, is there any closing comments or announcements for tonight's net? All right, hearing none. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 13 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KE8AHW. Our net now is closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use.
7-3 to everyone. May God bless and keep us safe. Good night.
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.